The only marijuana dispensary in Alliance now funding the fight against city blight. Council approved an ordinance establishing a host cannabis fund with future revenue from consumed cannabis on West State Street earmarked for the city's demolition program. The first check totaling nearly $40,000 has already arrived. Additional payments from the state's 10% excise tax roll in monthly. Council also passed legislation allowing the Safety Service Director to apply for an Ohio EPA grant to build a salt storage facility to reduce chemical runoff and to advertise for bids and contract for a $100,000 addition to the building at Maple Beach Park. Thousands of patients could have been left vulnerable to identity theft for nearly a year, and now Altman Health System is facing the legal fallout. New Philadelphia resident Jack Oliver filed a class action suit against the healthcare giant January 9th, claiming Altman failed to protect private medical records. The complaint stems from a data breach in January 2025 that exposed Social Security numbers, diagnoses, and test results. Though Altman officials say law enforcement asked them to keep the breach quiet during an investigation, the suit argues that delay put patients at risk. State Fire Marshal investigating the cause after a 62-year-old man was killed in a house fire near Carrollton Tuesday morning. Firefighters were called to the 3,000 block of Pebble Road Southeast just before 10:30. They battled the blaze for about 5 hours. The house was destroyed. The victim, whose name has not been released, was found dead in the basement debris. Firefighters dealt with frigid single-digit temperatures. Officials say the damage is so extensive it could be impossible to determine exactly where the fire started, though it's believed to be an accident. Familiar face on Northeast Ohio airwaves is forecasting a new career in politics. Former Cleveland meteorologist Kerry Coleman announced Tuesday's running as a Republican in Ohio's 13th congressional district. The district includes all of Summit County and portions of Stark and Portage. Coleman seeking to unseat Democratic incumbent Amelia Sykes. But first, he'll have to navigate a GOP primary that includes Latonia Mayor Kevin Ciabatta. Louisville City Council got a positive financial update during Tuesday night's meeting. Council learned city income tax revenue for 2025 totaled $6.7 million, up 3.4% from the previous year. Members also approved several expenditures, including a roughly $2,500 change order for electrical service at Aljansic Park restrooms and an easement agreement with AEP for a restroom and concession facility at Metzger Park. More travel options coming to Northeast Ohio as Akron-Canton Airport rides the momentum of a record-breaking year. Airport officials say Breeze Airways will launch nonstop service to Savannah this May, while American Airlines plans to add a fifth daily flight to Charlotte in June. New expansions follow a stellar 2025 where passenger traffic surged 23% to more than 938,000 travelers. The 11th District Court of Appeals has upheld a life prison sentence in a Kent double murder case. The court affirmed the 2024 conviction of 46-year-old Dewan Wilson. He was found guilty of aggravated murder in the November 2023 shooting death of 35-year-old Charetta Frierson. The attack also caused the termination of Frierson's pregnancy, and police said it stemmed from a domestic violence incident. Wilson was convicted in Portage County Court and will spend the rest of his life in prison without parole. Cuyahoga Falls woman ordered to pay back more than $162,000. 49-year-old Elizabeth Cunningham was sentenced Tuesday to 4 to 6 years in prison. According to prosecutors, she drained an elderly victim's retirement funds, maxed out her credit cards, and snatched the life insurance check from the victim's late husband. Money was reportedly used to fuel Cunningham's gambling addiction. Portage County Common Pleas Judge Lori Pittman handed down the prison term after Cunningham pleaded guilty in October to theft and identity fraud. A student and his parents could be held liable by default in a sexual assault and hazing lawsuit linked to Ursuline High School. Attorneys for the victim's family asked a federal judge Tuesday to rule against the three defendants after they missed a December court deadline to respond to the claims. The case stems from a 2025 football camp trip to Alabama, where a student was allegedly sexually assaulted. Ursuline continues to deny any liability for the attack. Mediation talks began Tuesday. A casting machine failure sent molten steel flying through a Youngstown foundry, sparking a fire at Coronado Steel Tuesday afternoon. Shortly before 12:30, the flaming metal shot out the back of the machine, scorching the floor and damaging a wall and insulation at the Funston Drive facility. Employees attempted to fight the flames themselves before evacuating the building. No injuries were reported. Youngstown police investigating an armed robbery involving a DoorDash driver. The worker called police after being lured to a home on West Delison Avenue Sunday night. Police reports say three men, all armed, forced the driver into a basement and told her to stay there before stealing her vehicle. The police say the house was vacant. The car had been entered as stolen.